Certainly a yash koach to taking from your free time to come expand your mind and your hearts about the halachos of Bishmiras Halasha and Lashon Hara. We're just going to take a few minutes. Mrs. Mezzi asked me to reflect on a halacha. We'll try to pick a halacha that is practical. Hopefully should not be practical for anyone here. Nobody should be in this situation, but if one is in such a situation, one would be aware and one would know what the protocol is and how to act in such circumstances if need be. Just before we begin, we should know that there are so many resources. We live in an age of such a plethora and publishing of Torah, where thanks to the Chafetz Chaim and his work, there are so many different Sfarim in English, in Hebrew, in Yiddish, Spanish, French, whatever language you want, to talk about the laws of Lashon Hara in detail, in broad issues, specific things, and it's become a part of people in the workplace and doctors and therapists and things like that. This is not a plug, but if you want a book that really goes inside the deeper aspects of Shmiras HaLasha, not just the broad pieces, is a book by Daniel Feldman, False Facts and True Rumors. It's really an encyclopedia. There's really no work like this that has been published since. He does a beautiful job of mixing the psychology and the thought and the research and the data about gossip in the secular world, and combining it together with the halacha and the machshava, and huge amounts of mar makomos and footnotes with all different types of topics discussed in all different areas of Shmiras Lashon. I think the topic we're going to discuss is not in here. I was flipping through it before. I did not see that Rabbi Feldman addressed this issue. It could be that I missed it. There's 250 odd pages. It could be that I missed it. But what we want to talk about is speaking Lashon Hara about a parent. If one needs to say negative things about a parent, what is the protocol? When can that be done? And hopefully also not only enhance our Shmiras HaLashon, but also enhance our Kibud Av Aim as well. We can hit two birds with one stone. Just let's go over the rules of Toelis. The Chafetz Chaim brings down 5 or 7 rules regarding Toelis. You can, depending on how you divide them up, they come in a different form. Some of them are relevant for our topic right now, and some of them are not relevant at all. So the rules are that the person has to know for sure that the action has occurred. You have to know that the person you're talking about did that thing, if you want to speak Lashon Hara about that individual, for it to be Toelis. So in this case, you have a parent who may have done something that was offensive to you, did something that was offensive to somebody else. You have to have a pretty good understanding that action actually occurred. Second, you have to be certain that the person actually did something wrong. It could be that I know a parent did A, but I'm not exactly sure what the circumstances of A were. Or if I know a parent did something that I didn't feel right about, you have to have a good understanding if the parent actually did that thing that was wrong. The third thing is, before telling other people, you have to first speak to the guilty party. You have to speak to the person who offended you or did that thing. Now, that is probably not applicable in this case. If you are so pained and so bothered over something that a parent did to you or somebody else, it might not be easy to go and confront the parent. And therefore, this third condition, it's not clear if you could really apply it in this case. He talks about also, when relating what happened, you can't exaggerate. You can't say, you know, the parent did this terrible, terrible thing when perhaps it wasn't as bad as it was. Also, his sole purpose has to be, the purpose has to be in relating what must be correct to the wrong, not out of hatred or any other personal reasoning. I want to better myself. I want to correct this thing I think is wrong with my parent. I need to deal psychologically or therapeutically with my issue. I'm not doing it to get back at my parents. There's no other way to correct the wrong. And also, by relating Lashon Hara, you cannot cause the person I'm speaking about, the parent in this case, to suffer a consequence that would be unfair. So that could range from, chas v'shalom, you know, jail time, or to, something that's very small. But the punishment has to meet the crime. It has to be fair. If I reveal this information, that the subject of the information that I'm talking about is not going to be punished in a terrible, terrible way, that goes above and beyond what the person is due. So are we clear on the basic overview of Toelis and how it's applied? Good. So the question is, can one speak Lashon Hara about their parents if it is l'toelis, for a benefit? So the suffix, the first time I saw this suffix, this question being asked, by Rav Nissen Kaplan. Rav Nissen Kaplan used to be a magid shir in the Mir. I think he left a couple years ago to start his own yeshiva. And he wrote in a Torah journal called Kol HaTorah. Kol HaTorah is the Torah journal published in Gateshead. I think he actually married the daughter of the Gateshead Rosh Yeshiva, so it could be that's why he wrote in the Torah journal. But he writes over here, this is in volume Nun, I'll read you the question in Hebrew, we'll translate it. He says, Yesh lis tapek b'hachdina demutra l'saper lashon hara l'toeles. Is a person allowed to speak lashon hara for toeles? Im heter zenemar al kishimasaper l'aviv al mil olav. Is there such a heter to speak lashon hara if need be against the parent? Because as you should all know, it's not just speaking lashon hara. What's the other iser involved? Kibravim. There's a mitzvah kibravim. The question being, does the permission of toeles override shmiras lashon and kibravim, or is it just override shmiras lashon? And he says, Tzedei HaSafek, he says, the two sides of the doubt is that Lashon Hara and Rechilas is like for anybody else, it's like a regular person. Or do we say, this is a parent, and this is somebody different, and therefore, you know, the Torah says, Arur Mak La'aviv, curses the person who curses their, or hits, or strikes their parent, even with words or sticks and stones. Such a person should be cursed, says the Torah. And therefore, maybe there's something more involved over here. And he says, "Kmokin, is it like other averus or not?" And he says, "Yeah, aser l'saper lashon hara al aviv imo af l'toeles. Maybe it should be aser." And he says, "Kach shamati shorei echad ha'posukim. I heard that one rabbi had said such a thing, and he doesn't say who. Odilma deloshna, doesn't make a difference. Toeles is toeles is toeles. If a person has a heter to speak lashon hara, and you followed all the rules of the Chafetz Chaim, then do whatever you need to do. It doesn't matter if you have to speak about a parent at the end of the day. So what do we say? Any thoughts? Suggestions? Yeah?
No, I thought you were saying, what's the
banker? I don't know. He leaves it as a doubt. He leaves the whole article as a suffix. He doesn't come to a conclusion. But what do we say? Any suggestions? Thoughts? What would you say about speaking lashon hara about a parent? If need be. Is it the same as everybody else? Do you have to be more careful? Should it be any different? Yeah.
I think you should be more careful if they're your parents. You can't just start,
trashing them.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't be trashing, I guess, if it's in the role of a father.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, so somewhere in between. You can do it, but...
I don't know.
I
think you should be more careful. About
okay. Yeah.
I also think that, just how, when you said to honor your mother and your father, it says that, the only time that you shouldn't honor them is, if you, you want your chance to visit the Torah or Shabbos. So I feel like... Also, you
Aren't like anybody else. So we're actually going to touch on that point regarding, and this is going to turn to the answer. Yeah.
But at the same, I agree. But at the same time, sometimes when you have problems with your friends, you go to your parents. And if you have problems, you would just go to your mom. But if you have problems with your parents, and,
Who are you supposed to turn to?
Not that you have to turn to somebody, but sometimes you're just get it out.
You got it. I hear. Okay, so there is an article that was written by another Talmud Chacham, Rav Chaim Yitzchak Kaplan, is a Rebbe in Yeshivas Pachad Yitzchak. Pachad Yitzchak is a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael started by Rav Huttner. We know there's Chaim Berlin in here in Brooklyn. And Rav Huttner started a kolel in Eretz Yisrael called Pachad Yitzchak. And one of the Rebbeim there, Rav Chaim Yitzchak Kaplan, wrote an article in another Torah journal called Toras HaAdam LaAdam. It's a whole Torah journal about Mitzos Bein Adam LaChavero. I don't think they've published in the journal in 20 years, but it used to be every year they would write articles, not on Shabbos or what can you do with Alexa on Shabbos or electric cars or things like that. They would write Torah articles about the laws of interpersonal relationships, of Mitzos Bein Adam LaChavero, a whole article all about these things. So he has, I think, a very unique and personally, I think, a very correct approach to this issue. He presents the argument and he presents the understanding of what is kibud av v'eim on its own. He says, before we talk about lashon hara, what is the mitzvah of kibud av v'eim? He says, is the mitzvah of kibud av v'eim a special mitzvah by itself in the Torah with its own rules and regulations, and whatever it says goes, and our parents are these mythical figures that the Torah says cannot be touched? Or is kibud av v'eim simply an extension of honoring your fellow man? Is it simply the Torah says you have to honor other people? We're created b'tzelem Elokim. You have to honor every creation, all of Hashem's creations. And the mitzvah of honoring parents is simply that, just, multiplied times 100. It's that mitzvah on steroids. It's blown up, it's bigger, it's stronger, it's just more of that. Because if kibud av v'eim is this mythical creature that, you know, it's by itself, it has nothing to do with Bein Lama Chaveiro, it's part maybe Bein Adam Lamakom, and it's honoring Hashem, and it's by itself, and there's no way to touch it, then perhaps we'll say you can't speak Lashon Hara by your parents. But if honoring one's parents is simply an extension of the basic kavod due to other people, then maybe we could say, just like there's a heter of toeles, the permissible nature of using the laws of Shmiras HaLashon to protect yourself and not to suffer if need be, so why can I use that for my parents as well? And he argues that it is the latter. He says that Kibud Av V'Em is simply building off of the foundation of Tzelem Elokim, that we are all created in the image of God. We are all Hashem's creations. We all contain a chelek Elokam Yimal, a portion of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And our parents simply magnify that approach. Our parents are more than just regular people, but they are regular people, and they are due kavod due to their status in our lives as well. It's not a separate area of halacha. It is the most strict and stringent of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, but it is still Bein Adam L'Chaveiro at the end of the day. And he brings a number of sources in Shas, in Gemara, to promote this idea. I'll just bring you one of his Gemaras he brings. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Pei Dalet says that a child is allowed to draw blood from a parent for medical purposes. A child is allowed to. Now, this is a discussion exactly how far this goes and where it can be applied, where it cannot apply. Do you have to get out of it? A person's a dentist. You have to do, you know, dental work on their parents. Sometimes the parents want free dental work from the children. They don't want to go to somebody else. So if they go to their kid who's the dentist, then, you know, they'll get free dental work. But the kid says, you know, I'm not supposed to, I'm trying to avoid causing blood lost to my parents. What am I supposed to do? So there's lots to discuss for another time. But the Gemara says you're allowed. So then the Gemara says, why? V'ahavta l'reyacha kamocha. Because the parent would want the same thing for himself. The parent would want that if a person needs medical care and blood has to be drawn, he would want it. And the person would want it the other way as well. And the concept of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, he says, is built on v'ahavta l'reyacha kamocha. And he says, the chiddush, the novelty of Kibud Av V'Em, is that there are people who deserve greater kavod than other people, but they're still people. Says the Gemara, it's all built on what? V'ahavta l'reyacha kamocha. So between you and me, there are laws of ahavta l'reyacha kamocha. So too with parents. It happens to be magnified and extended and, you know, blown up much more than one to another. We have to be so careful about how we speak and how we talk and how we sit or how we contradict them. All these things are certainly important and apply at all times. But it's still based off of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. It's not some sort of mythical mitzvah that we can't approach in any way at the end of the day. He actually brings a beautiful idea from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, part of the mitzvah, of the chiyuv of Kibud Av V'Em, is that every person here is chayav. They must find something about their parents in which they view their parents better in that area than anybody else in the world. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, you have to look at your mother and your father and you have to see, is there something about them that makes them greater in that particular area? They're the best in chesed. My mother is the best davener. My father is the best at this, whatever it may be. That's part of Kibud Av V'Em. That we view our parents like everybody else, but greater, built up upon everybody else. And he says, if my foundation is correct, he says, then if there's a heter for toelis, if there's a heter to speak Lashon Hara against another human being, because it's part of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and this Kibud Av V'Em is an extension of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, so the heter of toelis should apply as well to parents, he says. And therefore, he concludes that you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara about a parent if need be. If there's serious issues, you have to talk with somebody, there's problems going on, and you need to deal with the issue with all the reasons we applied, he said. And he said, because of this reason, that Kibud Av V'Em is simply an extension of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, it is allowed at the end of the day. Now, we have to be clear. It does not mean, you know, your mother said you can't have the car, and therefore you want to go and, you know, rag on her to your friends because da-da-da-da-da-da, but all these other reasons. That's not l'toelis. Are we clear about that? We're good about that? It needs to be for something real. There's real pain, there's real damage, you're having a real trouble, you want to build on the relationship, you feel the relationship with your parents is strained and you want to, you know, make it better. So you turn to someone, you turn to an advisor who can help you build on that relationship and make it better at the end of the day. But it's not there to, you know, debase and bring down your parents just because you want somebody to beat up upon. We're good on that point? Okay. I saw after this the Rav David Cohn. Rav David Cohn is a well-known posek in Brooklyn. So he also said the same idea independently. He brought the Gemara in Sanhedrin. This is recorded in a talk he gave to a number of therapists about 20 years ago. And I'll quote from the transcript of the talk he gave. He said, "This, to my mind, is similar when the poskim speak about Lashon Hara, L'Toelas, for a helpful purpose, which is not limited to Lashon Hara. Any transgression of Beit Adam L'Chavera, when it is L'Toelas, is mutter. Indeed, a heter of a parent to hit a child is because L'Toelas, for the hadracha, the guidance of a child." Again, according to the letter of the law, a parent can hit a child if need be, and that's a discussion for another time as well. But why? Because it is L'Toelas. You can't hit another human being. But this is L'Toelas. For this particular case, it is allowed. Any transgression of Bein Adam L'Chaver was mutter when it is L'Toelas. That's why a parent is only permitted to hit a child if it is L'Shem Shemayim. And from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, you see, and he says, it's a suffix. He says, I'm not entirely sure, that Kibud Av Ve'Em has a din of Bein Adam L'Chavero. There are many other svaros, reasons to be matzer, to allow, but I feel it is certainly mutzer bechai ha'gavna in this permissible situation. If a parent, a child who's going to therapy, and they feel that talking about the parents will help the therapy and help them overcome a person that has anxiety, or they feel the parent was abusive in some way, whatever it may be, 100%, he says, it is L'Toelas, and it is allowed as well. I saw, in addition, that Rav Aaron Felder, who's a Talmud of Moshe Feinstein, so he writes in his notes, Rishume Aaron, in his first volume, he says, Afapi sha'asur la'adam l'storis divrei aviv. He says, even though it is usur to contradict, to openly contradict your parents' words, in a not respectful way, ulam b'mikra shel refua psikologiat, in the case of a psychological therapy, nechshav l'tzorech refua umutar, it is for the need of the refua becoming better, and it is allowed. Ubilvad shel yet derech bizayon. However, it cannot be to be mevaza, to degrade and to tear down, to destroy the parents at the end of the day. So we see a number of poskim, David Cohen and Moshe Feinstein, allowing it for the case of therapy. But what if it's not therapy? Let's say, you know, you don't need therapy for it. You're not talking to a doctor. And a person just, you know, you need advice. You're having people struggle with their parents sometimes. You need advice. What am I supposed to do? And you feel that the parent has wronged you. You feel the parent is wrong about this approach. And they're wrong about this argument you have with them all the time. They're always wrong. They're always wrong. They're always wrong. So does that mean I still have a heter of a toelas? Or does it have to be, you know, refua for medicine? Does it have to be a psychologist, a therapist? Or can it just be, you know, you want to talk to a teacher, you want to talk to an older sibling, you want to talk to, you know, somebody you respect and you just want to hear them out. What do I do in this situation? I need help. Is that allowed as well? So, again, Rav Nissim Karelitz. Rav Nissim Karelitz is a well-known posek in Bnei Brak. So he writes in two places. His farma called Chut Shani. And he writes in Chut Shani, one by the laws of Kibud Av Ve'Em, and again by the laws of Lashon Hara. I'll quote to you what he says. He says, "Kol ma shehaben lo chayav va'av lo kech mimenu, harei zinikra mishel ben." He says, I need to tell you something about the laws of Lashon Hara. We have a rule that when it comes to paying for Kibud Av Ve'Em, sorry, the laws of Kibud Av Ve'Em, when it comes to paying for Kibud Av Ve'Em, whose pockets have to come out of? Let's say your parents ask you, you know, can you please go to the store and get me milk? Do you have to go? Yes, you have to go. You don't have money to pay for it. Who has to pay for it? The parents. The parent has to pay for the gas and has to pay for the milk. The laws of honoring parents state that a child does not have to pay any amount to honor the parent. It has to come Michel Av, from the bank account of the parents. It doesn't have to come out of the child's account. Now, it doesn't mean it shouldn't, if need be, but it doesn't have to at the end of the day. There's more to discuss about that, obviously, in general and specific, but the laws are a child doesn't have to spend a dime on Kibud Av Ve'Em. So Rav Nissim Karelitz says, he says, in this case, when I feel the parent has wronged me and I need to deal with that, would you call that Michel Ben or Michel Av? Would you call that it's coming out of my expense or out of his expense? What would you say? What would we say? It's coming out of his expense. He says, "L'chein ben shitzarich lisa'etz im chacham." A child who has to talk to a wiser person, not a doctor, not a therapist, just a wiser person. And within the conversation, he will say things not nice about the parents. And it's necessary to talk about them. And there is no other way to deal with this, besides talking about the parents. It's like the parent has taken something that belongs to you. It's Michel Av. The parent is taking something that belongs to me, and they've taken my kavod, my dignity, and I would like it back. The father can't prevent me from being happy, from dealing with my anxiety, from being a normal person. It doesn't mean your father can't stop you from taking the car. Going back to our example, he can, because it's his car. So he can do whatever he wants with it. But if the parent is preventing me from seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, then this is okay. Im ein lo efsharus acheres, if there is no other way. You should try to stay away from this as much as possible. Only if you must, and there's no other way of advice to get around it. So, just to summarize, to bring it all together, I think we highlighted two things. The first is how careful we have to be in Kibbutz Ave. That's the first thing. How careful we must be in talking about our parents, that we have to have such a discussion for 20 minutes about, you know, what to do with our parents shows us how careful the Torah wants us to be in relating and speaking about our parents in general and at all times. But at the same time, as Nissen Krelitz says, if there is something in you that is bothering you and you feel this is necessary, there's no other way to confront the issue, then by following the rules of Torah set out by the Chafetz Chaim and as set out by the Poskim, one is allowed to speak to people, to deal with the issue with parents in the best possible way in order to have a sense of Simchas Chaim and to lift a burden that's on their shoulders. Okay? Yashkoch to everybody else, and have a wonderful day.